Papa.
You already know. Pretty love of them. Pretty girls them. Yeah, yeah. By the way, you're moving your body, talking to mommy, tapping your bodies. I can tell there's something wrong. Something wrong. Baby, I know your moves, you know my moves. Even if you try to pretend like there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Hey, journey with you has been so scenic. I'm so paranoid, you can see it. You're so addictive, so pretty. Even though at times things get shitty, I want you by my side, so we can pick up the slide. Baby, come switch on the light, switch on the light. Your love is so, so nice. Your body so, so nice. Even when I'm so, sober, I love you so, so much.
For daddy,
can you sit on the sofa?
For daddy,
pull up your phone, yeah.
For daddy,
can you take a picture?
Fading out in the background is a song called For Daddy, a song done by DJ Popper and DJ Dranix, of course introducing us to the podcast of today. Dear listener, I want to take this time to welcome you for the podcast, as always sponsored by Zamora Promotions, that is for brand building, marketing and promotions. You can find Zamora Promotions in Kampala by contacting him on 0786-666-322. And remember, his services are all over the country. We're also powered by West Nile Exposed, the only website in Northern Uganda for uploading your songs and all the infotainments you need. Dear listener, I'm called Derek Percy, and allow me to take this time and honor to welcome my guest of the day, who happens to be a renowned producer in town, in Arua, of course, in Arua City. He's a producer, he's a songwriter, he's an artist. He's an IT expert. He actually carries a lot of title that he will tell us. And I'm meaning DJ Popper. DJ Popper, you're welcome.
Thanks very much for hosting.
How are you doing?
I'm good today. How are you?
I'm not bad.
Yeah.
And you're appearing on the podcast for the very first time.
Yeah, that's true.
How does it make you feel?
Well, I feel honored to appear on the podcast because there's always something to share with the people.
True.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a podcast?
Not really.
You've been for interviews?
Yeah, but I've been for interviews.
Okay. Well, tell the listeners out there, who is DJ Popper?
Well, DJ Popper. He's a very simple guy, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
He DJs, like you can hear from the title, DJ Popper. So I DJ, I music produce, I write music, and I know how to sing too.
So you carry all these things, and besides, you're also an IT expert.
Yeah. That.
How do you manage to balance all this?
Basically, I love dealing with appointments. Like, if I'm to do this kind of a gig, I need to have an appointment for that, because I, at the end of the day, I need to know when I have to be in studio. When I have a DJing gig, I need to go for that. If I have to fix a computer or anything, I have to have an appointment for that. But for recording music, usually it's my own schedule. I just make my own schedule when I have the vibes to sing and all that.
So how best would you want somebody to describe you? A DJ and a producer, an IT specialist?
They can just call me Sensei.
And that brings us to this question. What is Sensei?
Sensei is a Japanese word. The Chinese would say Shifu. But Sensei in Japanese means like teacher, master.
Okay.
Like somebody people can look up to, you know.
In French or Lingala, they call it maître.
Yeah, maybe metro or something.
Okay. So take us through your academical life, like your academical journey.
Ah, cool. I joined school in 1999, if I'm not wrong.
Well, okay, first of all, which year were you born in?
Wow, that's a topic I hate to discuss, but...
So you don't want to reveal your age, you're like the ladies.
People really like judging a lot of stuff according to age, but really age is just...
Then let's talk about, it's just a number.
Yeah, it's just a
so
number.
So let's talk about the academic journey.
Yeah, I started school 1999. That was baby class, Bright Horizon.
Okay.
Nursery school, and I did from 1999 to 2008 in Bright Horizon. So from baby class to P7, I was in Bright Horizon.
Oh, yeah, you are pure alumni.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
One yes. of the baddest OBs.
I see.
Uh-huh. So, for my secondary, I did Form 1 and 2 in Ombachi, St. Joseph's College. Mm. Once in Ombachi and always in Ombachi.
Always in Ombachi, yes.
And Form 3, I went to Varese's.
Okay.
For 1 year, I didn't like that environment anyway.
Mm.
Then my Form 4, I did it at Alliance Global College.
So, Alliance, Ombachi, Vura and Alliance, why were you changing? In just a level?
Teenager issues, I can say.
So they kept sucking you, dismissing you from one school to the other?
Yeah, we had a term for it. They called it sparking.
Sparking? Yeah, what is that?
It's like, man, was it drozuter level? It's called sparking.
Oh, not monsoon.
Because no, not really. No. My problem was never monsoon.
Okay. I see. So you're still telling us more.
Yeah.
After Alliance?
Alliance, I went to, for my level, I went to Kajansi Progressive. That is somewhere in Tebe Road, that side.
Yes.
And then after that, I went to Saipali Institute of Information and Technology.
That is in Rubaga?
Mengo,
yes.
Some institute for technology. That's where I did my network engineering stuff from.
But I think that's a school for Indians.
Yeah, it's owned by Indians pretty much.
But then the students are not only Indians.
They are not only Indians. We had Indian students too, but there was also Ugandans too.
Mm.
But it was a community of different kind of people. We had Burundians and, let me just say, a mixture of different people.
From all walks of life, all countries around Africa and the world.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where you did your networking.
Yeah, my networking.
Which actually brought you to the IT world.
Yes, exactly.
How about the production side of it?
The production side of it has always been a hobby.
Mm.
I didn't see myself becoming a producer, but, you know, from the beginning, it was something that I loved to do.
Mm.
So I went to the studio, to a studio somewhere here in Ediofe in Arua City.
Mm.
By then, late Jack P, RIP, my friend, who was the producer there.
Yeah.
He was producing a project, and then I saw what he was doing. I just told myself, oh, that looks like I can do that too. Mm. He was really looking cool.
Mm.
He was using FL Studio, even up to when he died, he was still using FL Studio.
Yeah.
So I just went on the internet and looked for the software. That's how I started my whole production journey and started making beats and stuff.
Mm.
So, yeah, over time, I sent one of the beats to Dranix.
Mm.
I was in Entebbe, he was in Arua. Then I sent him the beat. He was like, you're actually cool at this. You can do this.
Mm.
And he asked me to make for him like 2 dancehall beats and stuff. So he spread the word around the guys in Arua and stuff. That's how I got known as a producer around here.
Okay.
So back then I started by selling beats and stuff like that.
So who was the first artist you sold your beat to, apart from giving it to Dranix?
Selling. Mm. Oh damn, I don't know if I can remember well, but I think it must have been either Jono or Cosimaz.
Cosimaz, this one from Mariokolo.
Mariokolo. Because Cosimaz ordered for like about 6 beats.
Okay.
Yeah, I just
wanted. And how much were you selling each beat at that time?
It's embarrassing, but I used to sell beats at 10K.
That is a journey. That's a journey to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how have you found the production world anyway?
There's a lot of
vis-a-vis the DJing world and the IT world as per now.
Yeah, the production world is quite challenging, I should say, because at the end of the day, you're dealing with different people from different backgrounds. You have to understand who you're working with to bring out what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
Without understanding them, you cannot bring it out, which means sometimes I have to put my shoes in the shoes of the person I'm working with to understand what they really want to bring it out.
Mm.
Yeah, that's some of the challenges and stuff. Sometimes I end up being a teacher in the studio, you know.
So in that case, if you're an emotional person, can you surely be a producer?
I would advise people who want to be producers to keep their emotions in check. If you
that means I can't be a producer now.
if you're going to catch feelings very easily, then I don't think you're ready to. Trust me, in the beginnings I used to, you know, catch feelings a little bit, like, this person is really not getting what I'm trying to explain.
Yeah.
But then with time, I learned that I need to have patience and stuff.
Okay.
So currently, it's kind of normal for me.
Mm.
I know that this is this person. I should deal with them this way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, this brings us to some of the challenges you've faced in the production world.
Mm.
And we shall talk about the other side of the coins, like the artist, the DJing, and so on. So what are some of the challenges you faced as a producer?
Well, in Uganda, I don't really think producers are paid their worth. That's my very first.
Okay.
Because really, the producers do a lot.
Mm.
Much as the song comes from the artist,
mm.
The producer does a lot around here. But then the kind of money is not really worth the effort which is put in.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest challenges.
That's within West Nile.
Yeah, within West Nile.
Could that be one of the reasons, okay, one of the factors hindering the growth of the region's music?
That could be true, because if you check out how, like, the music, the hit music that you're listening to, what is really done is, like, there's a lot of investment done into the music. Somebody really does it with passion.
Yeah.
They really know that I have to put this into the music for the music to come out like that.
Mm.
But around here, I've heard guys who come around like, yo, I want to do my song and have a 50K and stuff.
Mm.
That is a 2-minute money.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that is one of the biggest challenges, because I always say it and I believe it. Money is motivation.
Yeah.
The people say money cannot buy happiness. That is some other bullshit.
Money buys happiness, according to you.
I'm not saying money buys happiness.
Okay, brings happiness.
Yeah, yeah. There are those. Yeah, but money's motivation is the whole point.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Some other challenges?
Well, I have these challenges of where some artists really just think when they are high, they want to sing.
Mm.
You know, somebody doesn't... Okay, it's lack of preparedness.
Yeah.
Because what really makes me enjoy what I'm doing is when I'm on point and the artist is on point, everything we are doing is really just collaborating.
Yeah.
Because nobody has to blame the other, like, this was good, but then what? When you're prepared for what you want to do, you will really nail it, and the producer will feel it, and you'll come up with something good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, today, how many songs do you think you've worked on in your life as a producer? If you can recall, if your memories are strong anyway.
Jesus Christ. I don't know, maybe 1,000 or something. I'm not really keeping count anymore.
You see, it's all right. Otherwise, this is still the podcast, and my guest is DJ Popper. I'm Derek Percy. Let's have a short musical break called Follow. It's your song, right?
Yeah, Follow. Follow is one of the songs that is going to drop. I'm planning to drop an album by the end of the year.
Okay. You're going to tell us actually more about the album.
Yeah.
And in this song, you feature lyricist.
Yeah, lyricist. Sounds of the lyricist. Shout out to him.
All right. And it's called Follow, DJ Popper and lyricist.
Hey, you already know it.
DJ Popper.
Baby, tell me where you wanna go, yeah. I will follow. Any place that you wanna go to, I will follow you. Baby, tell me where you wanna go, yeah. I will follow any place that you wanna go to. I will follow you. Hey, I got the energy. You're my only girl, you're my OG. When you're far away, then you're my own Z. We need to know each other from A to Z. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apart from you, ain't nothing relevant, yeah. Without you, hey, okay, Waru Elephant. Baby, tell me where you wanna go, yeah. I will follow. Any place that you wanna go to, I will follow you. Baby, tell me where you wanna go, yeah. I will follow. Any place that you wanna go to, I will follow you. Girl, you're so stubborn and cute, you're my type. And I love your sense of humor and your type. Hey, anything you do, girl, I'm gonna hype. They could try to put you down, but girl, I'm gonna take you up. Baby, tell me where you wanna go, yeah. I will follow. Any place that you wanna go to, I will follow you. Baby, tell me where you wanna go, yeah. I will follow. Any place that you wanna go to,
yeah.
I will follow.
I know
you.
She like-
love me much, but I really love her more. Her voice to Rio, but she crushing all my core. Tell me what you want, girl, I'ma do it for ya. I'ma do it for ya, no, I take a bullet for ya. For your sake, I no shake, I will jump in the fire. Jump in the fire, girl, I will not retire. The devil is a liar, I'ma sing it like a choir. Cause your love in a require, only you to cool the fire. My heaven said you're magnificent. You got a border beauty that is evident. But now you got me crushing in this accident. What's casualty now, patient, your attention, affection, my future prediction.
I will follow any place that you wanna go to. I will follow you. Baby, tell me where you wanna go. Yeah. I will follow any place that you wanna go to.
Follow is a song we've just listened to, a song done by DJ Popa and Sounds of the Lyricist. Out of which album?
The album, actually, I didn't mention the name, but it's going to be called Cupid.
For Cupid. People.
Cupid. There's that angel. I don't know if he was a god or something of love, but there are illustrations of a baby having a bow and an arrow shooting the love sign, something like that. So
that's from the Bible?
It's not from the Bible. It's really history.
Okay.
Somebody should just go to Google and search for Cupid.
Cupid.
They would probably understand why. Because this album is mostly composed of... it comprises of love songs.
Okay.
So Cupid is connected to love.
It's
so
all about love.
That's why I decided to name it Cupid.
Okay. Now, talking about love brings us to what I will want to know from you next. Especially along the lines of your field, I mean in the production field. What are some of the achievements you've attained in this production world?
Well, to be honest...
Have you got lovers? Because you're a producer and you know ladies love guys in that field of the media.
Okay, my lady is an artist too.
Okay.
And believe me, we met in studio, so maybe that's one of the biggest achievements.
Who is she anyway?
I would not want to publish that.
We shall guess. Uh-huh. Tell us the achievements then.
But then I've achieved a lot from this music world. It's currently how I live my life, how I earn. So it basically runs my life. That's why whenever you call me, Papa, where are you? I tell you I'm 90% always in the studio and stuff like that.
Okay.
This is like part of my life now. So it's my achievement because it keeps me moving even after graduating from school. I don't really do much of that school work because I feel like my soul is driving me towards the music side.
So basically, production is your passion?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then sometimes when somebody asks me about DJing and production, it gets confusing. I'm like, yo, I also love DJing and stuff. But then the thing is, I end up spending most time in studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some other achievements?
Well, it has got me where I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's an achievement. But I don't like to mention my assets also.
Okay. But at least those achievements you've attained as a result of being a producer.
Exactly.
All right. Dear listener, this is still the podcast here. And I'm called Derek Percy. My guest is DJ Popa. And we're sponsored by Zamora Promotions. That is for brand building, marketing, and promotions. We're also powered by West Nile Exposed, the only website in Northern Uganda you can get the realest infotainment from. DJ Popa, we are right now in a corona era, in the era of corona, where there's lockdown everywhere. Most of the sectors have been affected. They've basically been shut down by the corona pandemic. How has that affected you as a person, as a producer, and as an entertainer?
Well, honestly, as a producer, your money comes from the artist. And I think as an artist, your money comes from the people. So basically, I need the artist need the people, the audience. But then lockdown, the audience is not working. The artist is not performing. Basically, I should say it has slowed down money. Yeah, it's always about the money.
In that regard, how would you advise the entertainers to learn from this? What would you advise them to learn from this, rather?
Well, I would really advise people to invest. Don't just put your focus on one thing.
Mm.
Because somebody sometime asked me like, yo, you sing, you DJ, you produce, blah, blah. You need to choose what you really want to do. Then I asked them a really simple question.
Mm.
Imagine we're in lockdown. There is no more DJing. What if I was only a DJ?
Mm.
How else would I be earning money?
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm.
So, yeah, people shouldn't really be putting their focus all into one thing. If you have any other little talent or something that you're interested in, try it first. You never know, that might be your backup plan.
Or it may be your field, exactly, actually.
So, yeah, in cases of lockdowns and stuff, that might come through for you. Okay. You just never know. That's my only word for them.
Now, in which areas would you want them to invest? If I told you to give them the specific advice.
Well, I'm mostly a music person.
Mm.
So
you advise a musician to invest in music?
Well, it would be smart to invest in other things too, but then I have my own business perspective that I look at, but I don't think it's everybody's perspective.
Okay.
Yeah, but they should just look within themselves and find something that they really can see where they can earn something. Some money should be flowing through.
I love that.
Yeah.
That now brings me to this question. What is your philosophy of life?
Success.
That's your philosophy. And what motivates you in life?
I just want to be successful.
That's all.
Yeah.
We're actually coming to the close of the podcast. But before we go, DJ Popper, tell the listeners out there how they can access you in case they need your service, maybe as a DJ, as a producer, or maybe somebody's PC is spoiled somewhere, he needs your servicing, you know, you need to go and repair and the rest.
It's pretty simple. First off, you can tweet me www.twitter.com/DJPopper256.
Yep.
If you want to get the mixtapes or the productions, these are hearthis.at/DJPopper256.
Yep.
On Facebook is facebook.com/DJPopper256. If you're using the app, just search for DJ Popper UG.
Mm.
Don't miss out the UG. I'm a Ugandan. And what else? Email.
Yep.
Email me, djpopper256@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, phone number.
Yep.
256-779-976-266.
And then they can get you in Arufu Records also.
Yeah, I'm here at Arufu Records. We're doing this podcast.
Where we are doing the podcast right now from. Which other studio do you work in apart from Arufu?
Well, I work in any studio. Basically, that's what I want.
Any studio?
Yeah.
Then be ready to work in a studio in England.
Anywhere.
I'll take you there for my album.
No problem.
Otherwise, I must say it has been my pleasure and honor to have the opportunity of hosting you on the podcast today, DJ Popper.
Thank you very much for hosting me. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor.
And hope to catch up with you anytime soon.
Very soon indeed.
That actually brings us to the end of the podcast, which was sponsored by Zamora Promotions. That is for brand building, marketing, and promotions. As an artist, in case you need you need promotions for your products, your songs, and so on, you can contact Zamora, who is based in Kampala, by contacting him on 0786-666-322. We were also powered by West Nile Exposed. Of course, as an artist, you need exposure. You can use West Nile Exposed website. That is for uploading your songs, and it reaches miles. From me to you, I say bye. I've been yours truly, Derek Passy.
Problem. Black Spider, GPL, YCM, collaboration, just for everybody down there, spitter the water to the wall now.
Pope de Lumani Piti,
Ale Mongo Mia Dule, Ale Miniri Amboro, Amboro, Orindi Miniri Mabe. Shadria,
praise
the Lord. Mani you ain't carry your madria. Ayo di bia a momia. Akuma edri di midria. Midria. Setani eti ira, bra. Ayo di siri move a chia. Ha! Now we go like.
Thank you, Lord, for the free life that pay back. Give my life, now your hands we control. Ale, 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 look at me, babe. Ale, 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 look at me, babe. Mad and wrong, God, go, go. Let me come as a. Ale de mungu waziniko, diko. No fraud, they can throw the shade and noise on it. I got this was lady, gave me that aura. Aura, da, di, yo. You ready now? She a give me free look, do day back. Want for life, why you got me pan a back? She a bless pan, we on a bad above. Every boy, every girl, lady, how we that?
Thank you, Lord, for the free life that pay back. Oh, I give my life, now your hands we control. Halle, 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 look at me, babe. Halle, halle, halle.